Episode 1. Jonathan left the library of the university where he studied biology. He had managed to associate his studies and his passion for history in a thesis dealing with Captain Cook's diaries. He was now reaching the most fascinating point and was working on the microfiche reproducing the original documents. He regretted, however, that he would not be allowed to see any original drawings. The day after, before starting his work, he rapidly called in at the university papers office. Ironic exclamations immediately burst forth. "Hi there! So what's Cook's latest scoop?" Jonathan put his fingers in his ears and ran out. They had obviously not been convinced by his subject. They would prefer subjects dealing with new technologies, race selection, output increases, and more alchemist wonders, which would moderately excite his own enthusiasm. Since he had started watching the diaries, Jonathan had literally been haunting the library, in spite of the suspicious gaze of the librarian. She might be fearing for the right order of her files. Anyway, he was overjoyed by the richness of the drawings and comments, even if the reading of them was not an easy job, so that he felt like a detective looking for clues. This, for example, was another very difficult page. "They do not appreciate carnivorous plants," he commented, puzzled, looking at the dense writing covering the screen. In the middle of it, an isolated sign caught his eye. It was the Greek letter gamma. He was about to change the page when he realized that the very shape of the letters suggested a more recent period. Documents may have been mixed up, or a third man may have intervened in the diary. Episode 2. For a long time, Jonathan remained motionless before the screen, trying to understand, to isolate words, to find links between that letter and the other signs, when a voice made him start. "Any problem with Cook?" Without thinking, he pressed a key and a beautiful flower burst on the screen. "No, not exactly. I was thinking that the very shape of 18th century letters is difficult to interpret." "I need up to a full 15 minutes to read a whole page," he replied. The librarian smiled and said, "Our contemporaries might be equally hard to read, mightn't they?" "Of course, but manuscript pages are rarely ever published, aren't they?" Jonathan replied, staring at the screen. She did not reply and walked away, but Jonathan felt she would not stop watching him. A feeling of urgency grew in him. He must have discovered something important, and yet he could realize neither its nature nor its scope. He immediately realized that a mere copy of the screen would be too dangerous. Therefore, he endeavored to memorize its content. When he left the library, at night, three students accidentally bumped into him, and his papers were scattered on the floor. Jonathan stiffened himself when he saw them turn his pages before giving them back to him. What a good idea he had not to write anything. Outside, the fuss of the city surrounded him with its familiar, reassuring rumour. Now he had to act and find the meaning of the mysterious page which seemed to interest so many people. He wondered where he could find allies, and who could possibly believe in such a fantastic story. What if he applied for the students' help? What if he used the university paper?